thank you very much.
Sure.
Seminar on disturbed life given in Bhattan Institute Sambalpur, VSSU University, Purla, Orissa on 1st of December 2010 by His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj.
Explained in various letters and in the United Soul series. So, whatever they may say in science, here in technological science students, they are, this is also science purposes. Science means that we understand the knowledge you get through explaining, through observation, making inference, making conclusion. So here you can see all men have got diverse faiths, but they have some inquiries about mysteries of life. Popa, the greatest exponent of Vedic culture and literature, makes say man makes skyscraper, but not skyscrapers anymore. And matter comes from life. Not life comes from matter, which is here, here many, all going to the future technologies, scientists. We know many things, DNA, so many chemical combination. So, Popa's here is a challenge from Vedic literature. And they live a life taking the teachings of Vedic literature, given by infallible souls. Dhira is an undischarged, material is full of adhira, means people are discharged, and the patient subject. This is different system of education. Unlike modern universities and technological institutes. So here, our those who come from technological universities and students, so here is the opportunity, those who are especially born in India and brought up in Vedic culture, they can easily make their life through successful studying this, given by here by D.R. Bhaktivedanta Institute, which here our Lord Paichas gave us this opportunity to present knowledge given by misunderstood personal personalities here. So we find the eight sides. I don't find they can tell the number of the species of life. Where you find here in Vedic literature, especially Padma Purana, saying there are 8,400,000 species, and how many in water? Many like that. Jalaja Navalakha. In water there are 9 lakhs. That means 90 lakhs. No?
9 lakhs.
9 lakhs. Sorry. 9 lakhs. That means, and water, the living beings in water, there will be those who are reptiles, insects, the Kimayo, Rudra. Rudra is 11 types of Rudra. So the 11 lakhs. Whereas birds, we have 10 lakhs types of birds. Khechara, Khechara means those who call in the sky. Those who in the sky, you see, that means birds. There are 10 lakhs types of birds.
20 lakhs types of plants.
20 lakhs types of plants, trees, creepers. 30 lakhs types of animals. And thus, why you see the variety in life? forms explained in also the literature say that karma is a reason. What is that? Guna, sangha, asya. Association with guna. Guna means material nature consists of three guna. Mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness. Unfortunately, most of maybe 98 or more percent people, not concerned the lower beings, animals, species, most of them more of passion and ignorance. And in that state, you cannot have Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge one can have only at least in the mode of goodness. That's why in our Vedic culture, they say only the Brahmins, not even one in the mode of goodness. Goodness means, Satogun means prakash, means illumination. From within you get knowledge. It's revealed. So, yes, Sat Asat Janma Jonishu. Jonishu means varieties of life forms. Thus there are 400,000 types of in human being. Just like if you go now to Papua New Guinea, near Australia, interior for forest, there will be human being, and they are cannibals. The cannibals. And not long ago, maybe say 100 years back, if you go to Fiji, and not long back, I was there, and most of the South Pacific island, Tonga, Nigla, I heard, they're all museum shows. They used to be cannibals. Thus it is said, just like if you explain this, the nature, which technologist or science, I don't know how they explain, the Vedic teacher said it consists of three modes. Say, this saffron color, if I may say, suppose represent goodness. Say, yellow color, somebody is yellow color, say, the color represent red, say, represent mode of passion. And say, shall I say, violet or blue, deep color, represent ignorance. Now, in chemistry, you mix these three colors in different ratios. Then you can have different colors, so many, 3 to 3, 9, 9 to 9, 81. Thus, you can see, then again, minute a portion here or a different ratio if you're mixing, you can have so many colors. So those are good things, they say that they are serviced in a hotel, a different compartment. And accordingly he wants a demand and his means, how much he can afford to pay, he can get room for maybe some room he wants, ballroom for dancing, some for conference. Or provisions that they have, some just for sweet, some for party, some for marriage ceremony, some for just sleeping. So what we demand, because of karma, gunasangas, because the more he has given, say, form of food, must be dead, the more of ignorance. Or meat, more of maybe passion. And you get a particular body where the provision is there, you can eat it. Say like that. Say it's a mode of ignorance. I mean, it's a tree, it's a mode of ignorance. But a human being only is a real life. Next please. Where the meaning and purpose of life is a labdha sudhu labha. But a human heart is rarest of the real. He says the three-fourths of the living entity, this even scientists say that insect, bacteria, all these things constitute three-fourths of the living entity, 75%. You can think of human being is nothing, most insignificant. But still, he said, labdha sudhu labdha idam, no samabhat. Instead of getting all these lower forms of life, getting, if somebody with a human one, this is there, but only in this life, one can ask this question and solve this problem we have, as somebody in the introduction said, how to get peace, how to become free from anxiety, tension. If you ask here, who is free from tension? Could you please raise hand? Yes? Who is free from tension here? Yes. Nobody is raising hand. That is material world. That is material. And spiritual plane or what is? Free from tension. Very first sentence, free from tension. That is called boy kunta. Boy means without. Kunta means all this tension and anxiety. Even a bird outside you go, the sparrow looking for food here and there, but he's looking here and there. Is it anxiety? Anyone, somebody will kill him. He's not. But the spiritual one who is established in Krishna consciousness, established in his constitutional position, he knows what I am not this body, then he becomes gradually sober, undisturbed, though there is provocation. So here is saying, one of the such saint person, like Prahlad Maharaj, he said, Komala Achar Pragya. So one is intelligent. He, from the very beginning, he start cultivating spiritual life. Because Dulala Manusam Janma, because human birth is very rarest of the life. And at the same time, it is also uncertain. Any moment he can lose this chance, opportunity, human birth. Nobody can guarantee whether next moment he will remain alive. Anybody can guarantee here? Yes? Anybody can guarantee the next moment he will remain alive? Nobody can. President Kennedy did not know next moment he won't exist. Even Mahatma Gandhi, even Rajiv Gandhi, Indira Gandhi, many cases. So he said that Durma say Tadubi Adhuma. But the orthodox. Orthodox means here this in the our introduction, some Mataji was telling what is the meaning of life. This is the meaning. Orthodox. So our great sage is saying that Nate Vidu. They don't know Sartha Gati Nihi Vishnu. Our goal, our purpose of life is Vishnu, Krishna. So it is further explained. I think our time has got limitation, so I have to again explain something. So he said, Tat Vidhi, Tat means that absolute truth, to know Krishna, or absolute truth, nature of which he is, from which everything is coming. Everything is coming from life. Supreme Life, Krishna, the Pranipat, Enamparipasthina Seva, and is the top authority, Krishna is saying. Anybody can say, mentioning authority. Everybody, so-called seekers, philosophers, scientists, going through this book, oldest book of knowledge, and the distillation, cream of it, giving Srimad Bhagavatam, and in short, it is giving, so that common people can understand in Bhagavad Gita, whether it is Gandhi, or Einstein, or big philosophers, they all read this, consult this book. Thoreau, American philosopher?
Thoreau.
Emerson, many others. So, saying that Tad Vidhi Pranipateno, if somebody serves a undisturbed soul, it says, serving like a menial servant, Pranipateno, then he can ask. There is a question, because of his service, he can win his heart, and he reveals to him. If you ask a relevant question, then question about what is the goal of life, what is the purpose of life, how he can attain peace, which Krishna arranged so that Arjuna is acting like that, as if he is in ignorance. So he is reluctant to shoot arrow to his near and dear ones, like his grandfather, Bhishma, and his others, his teacher who gave him military science, taught him, Dronacharya, many others. So he is reluctant, because he is showing that, as we see, that we are always identifying ourselves, this is body, this is my wife, this is my father, mother, all these things. Then Arjuna said, this is your weakness. You understand? This is your weakness. You are talking big. You are using big words like a wise person, but you have got this weakness. You are not worthy to talk like that. Then he said, then Krishna starts saying, giving him knowledge, when Arjuna said, I am not sure what to do now. His body is shaking. And he gave up his bow and arrow. This is our condition. All of us are find the life is a full of perplexity, confusion, and we find it difficult to make a decision. Here is way how to make decision, by accepting infallible authority like Krishna. And here Krishna is saying, Dehino Spim Jatar, you are not this body. But you are within the body. There are two words. One is Deha, body. One is Dehi, that is one is embodied. Just like here we are staying in this, we are sitting in this hall. We are not this hall. We are wearing this shirt, or clothing. We are not the clothing. Within we are. So this body, Krishna is saying, Basansi. It is just like a dress. Jinani, when he become tatty. Sorry, is the word tatty. The when the clothes become tatty, worn out.
Worn out.
Say a little colloquial English. Worn out. It's not useful, useless. So again put on another. So you find that Komaro Jogunam Jara. We had got a child's body and then a boy's body, they're changing. But we don't say, I am the body. They say, my body, my hand, my head. Even if you express like that, natural question is come, who is I? I is the living force. I is the spiritual. I is the spirit. That which can take initiative, which has got a free will, which can move, which has got independence. But the body has independence. It's just a lump of matter. That is the difference between living existence and a dead body. So, we heard about once when Toronto, when one cardiologist, the name is Mr. Bigelow. He is a world famous cardiologist. He is saying this, there are certain cases when he happen to be present at the moment when people passes from a living state to death. Some mysterious changes takes place. What is that? One of the most noticeable is the sudden lack of life or luster to the eyes. You see, as a doctor, he's watching, you know, observing. This is sign. They become opaque and literally lifeless. Doubt. The people affirm that his 32 years as a heart surgeon, cardiologist, had left him no doubt that there is a soul. And how do you know the soul is there? Soul is there. Symptom of this existence soul is in consciousness. All of us know what is spread all around our body. The central question, say, visual is, where is the soul? Where does it come from? That Krishna said, soul is in the heart. Next. So, consciousness is the symptom of the presence of the soul in the body. That is according to Bhagavad Gita, this chapter 2nd. And another chapter, I think 13. Consciousness? Bhagavad Gita? Chapter 13. It's a little difficult chapter. But still, with the help of some guide, those who practice Bhagavad Gita in their life, we can understand. Like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he wrote this Bhagavad Gita translation and purport. And it is highly appreciated throughout the world. Because Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna said, Manmana Bhava. So shall everything. Let me think of Krishna. Mad Bhakto become his devotee. Mad Daji, Mam Namaskuru. Worship him and tell me something, definitely you will come to him. Definitely you will get a life which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. But material life means it is temporary. Huh? It is temporary. It is full of ignorance and full of misery. But spiritual life means it is eternal, it is full of knowledge and full of joy and bliss. That is the answer to Shiva's asking in the beginning. So we come to the spiritual plane. It is not a utopia, something imagination. It is a fact. If we act according to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and practice which Bhaktivedanta Swami is teaching, and through science, Bhaktivedanta Institute, especially this TDC, his Sripad Bhaktisiddhanta Damodar Maharaj, he was preaching to the scientific world, and a great number, a galaxy of luminaries in the spiritual, in the scientific field, all Nobel laureates, George Ward, Professor Towns, they're all Nobel laureates, many other. John Pribram, many others. If you consult our BI books, there's so many books coming out, Savidgyanam, and you can be familiar with this and enrich your spiritual knowledge through the eye of even the science. He is saying that that which pervades the entire body is consciousness, just I told you. Without consciousness, the body is simply dead matter. Light compared to sunlight and dead darkness. That is why Vedic literature says this material world full of darkness. We are in ignorance. That's like somebody sleeping. So it says tamaso, which is the mode of ignorance. Tamaso, ma, don't stay in this world of darkness. Come to light, come to knowledge, come to light. Jatigama. So it is in one of the famous scriptures in Bengal, it's called Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is like the sun. Because of sun, we say there is light. It's like a light. Maya hai andhukar. Jaha Krishna tahanai maya andhukar. Where there is no knowledge, that means full of darkness. But where is Krishna? Where the sun is there, no question of darkness, no question of ignorance. That in time we can further explain, for the time I am giving you short. Please, next. So, the source of everything, sonam bunam, they say, I think in French, this word, that means absolute truth. The nature is from which everything is coming. The essence of Vedic knowledge given in Vedanta Sutra, which starts with saying the symptom of supreme truth, which saint person meditate, dhimahi, one should meditate on that, what it is. The Lord is within our heart, He will reveal as we qualify ourselves under the guidance of a undisturbed sage, dhira. There it is saying that janma dasya jatah, from which everything is coming, whether material or spiritual, all what emanates from me. It says also the first living entity, Brahma, the Ishvara, he says that Ishvara Param Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, He is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Anadi, He has no beginning. He has no source. He is the ultimate source of everything. Adi Govinda, Govinda means Krishna. In Shankaracharya says, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Muramat. Everybody is fool. Everybody is in ignorance. But one who is intelligent, he serves Govinda. Because all knowledge won't take us anything, won't solve our problem. Same except one, if he takes shelter of Govinda. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharman Prityajya, most confidential knowledge, Mamekam, only surrender to me. Then I will make you free from all your ignorance, sin and everything. Yes, next please. So Bhagavad Gita says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hiddesha Arjuna Tishtati. The supreme controller is within our heart. And he said that he is directing the wanderings of all living entities. Everybody is wandering mind here and there, like a monkey or a pendulum. Maybe we are sitting here, maybe thinking of New York or thinking of moon. Chani. But he's saying, who are seated as on a machine. You know, our body is also like a machine. They will say, just like Prabhupada used to say, the machine, how complicated it may be and sophisticated, but it cannot take initiative. It cannot take initiative. It has no free will. Neither it can have intelligence, nor independence. Sorry, there is no independence. But this is the difference. Unlike living force or spirit. Just like a car. Car, how sophisticated may be Mercedes, Benz, BMW? But unless there is a driver and makes it move, it won't move. It cannot turn here and there. Somebody must push the button. And who will push the button? Living force, life. So Lord is like that. The machine has no willpower, no independence, unlike conscious being. This is in Upanishad, Kathopanishad, giving this. Please carefully look. We have got all five senses. This is compared with a chariot, ratha. Vedic literature, many places the ratha is there. We always see world famous ratha of Lord Jagannath, and Jagannath is sitting. And a part of Jagannath is living entity. He's a living particle. He is just like a passenger. And a chariot driver is the intelligence. He decides. According to Bhagavad Gita, in our body, senses are very powerful. But superior to senses are the mind, which controls like the bridle, what is called a reins. Of the horses, you can control the mind. But mind is so obstinate, sometimes before intelligence decides, it acts. So one has to use his intelligence to control mind. Even Arjuna himself, being a very intimate associate of Krishna, he's seen the Lord, Supreme Soul. But he didn't say, it is impossible to, it is next to impossible to control mind. What to speak of control mind? If we ask here our respectable, all future of India, the world, these students and others, if we honestly say, I have conquered my senses, can you raise your hand? You can see. At least we are honest. At least we are honest, so we have got hope. So we are hoping against hope, most of us. But still, you have hope. Yeah, but it's very difficult. This is this spiritual life. To come to spiritual plane, one must control senses. What to speak of controlling mind? How to control mind also? He said the senses are formidable. Formidable. Not only that, he said most formidable. This word used. So that is spiritual life, practice. Yes, next. So, contrary to modern-day science, which rely on empirical method to find the truth, tattva, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, tattva dorshina, one has seen the truth by controlling this, and one should approach him very humbly and submissively. If we serve them by surrendering, they reveal the truth, they teach us. We ask relevant questions by their blessing. Here you see that he is going to die, Maharaj Parikshit, within 10 days he has cursed to die. So he is asking different sages. And different sages, so instructing him, giving different instruction, but then self-realized, 16-year-old boy, son of Vyasadeva came, he said, I will tell you about the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's wonderful pastime that will, then you will know the truth. Know the truth. So he said, just like mother knows the truth. Suppose Who is father? The child wants to know. He cannot experiment by observation and experiment to come to the truth. Any of us, remember, if we ask who is our grandfather, we have to ask father. That who is our father, we have to ask only authority's mother. Here you cannot make experiment. So Vedic culture is also like that. So he is asking him. Again, next. So he said, the bona fide process of acquiring knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, tad vidhi, as he said that. Then we see in that scene in Bhagavad Gita given knowledge by Krishna to Arjuna 5,000 years. If now go from Delhi, the 5 hours ride in train or a car, you go vehicle, the place is still there. It's called Jyotisha. The Kurukshetra is there where Krishna went with his 16,000 wife to take bath in solar eclipse. Sorry, I don't know how much time I have. So, there, when Arjuna was confused, perplexed, he doesn't know how to make decision, whether he might shoot arrow to his grandfather, his teacher, and other superiors. Then Krishna enlightened him. Then he said, Shishyaste hum. Now I surrender to you. Please, Sadimam tam prapanna. I am surrendering to you. Please enlighten me. Then Krishna was enlightened. He said, Sarvam et abritam man. I accept whatever you say as 100% as truth. Then Krishna later on again will say, during the course of enlightening him, itite, I tell you confidential knowledge, more confidential, now most confidential knowledge, I am now telling you, jatha ichchasi, now deliver it. If you so wish, you can follow me. Otherwise, you will be carried away by your feelings. The more you are placed, the more of passion, ignorance, or goodness, and you will act differently. And you will go astray from the truth. But if you follow me, you may not like. Ultimately, you will arrive the truth. So then he said, you all, sir, give up all other engagement, just surrender to me, and I will take care of it. Then Arjuna said, Nasta moha sati lapta. Now I am free from illusion. Nobody is free from illusion. Here you are sitting. That is the condition, so anybody can say, I am free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature. Everybody is acting according to his nature. But one surrenders, Krishna says, Mamcha jo abhavicharena, one with unalloyed devotion, full Krishna consciousness, surrender to him, at once it transcends the three modes of material nature. Tada rajastamo bhava. There, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, kama lobhatas, symptomized by lusty desire and greed, anger. This is the symptom of mode of passion and ignorance. Come to pure goodness. Kama lobhatas, cetaita nivadam sthitam satya vishuddha. That is the platform of the spiritual platform. So he said, Nasto moho, all my illusion is gone. Now I will act according to instruction. So then Arjuna said later on, Tat prasadatma chuta. By your mercy, now I am coming to know the truth. So this is the way to know what is the mystery of life. What is to us is mystery, may not remain a mystery. This way. As soon as one understands the existence of the soul, he can immediately understand the existence of God. Because soul means, it's just like compared to a spark, a huge fire, say, sun planet, huge fire, and spark coming out. As long as the spark is in the fire, it's as good as fire, maybe minute. But it is also has got light, there's also a heat, like sun planet. But this is a qualitative aspect, but quantitatively, maybe it is just like an infinitesimal, infinite portion. So, the solution is one should surrender. Means, Krishna is saying, Bhakta Mama Vijanati. One with love and devotion, you know, serve me, he can actually understand me. Javan Jasu. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Life, only by devotion service. What is that? The Prahlada said, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Saranam. There are many items, 64. Yeah, these are some of the main. So, only by devotion service, and when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God, mystery of life. Next, please. So, the life means where everything is living, everything is conscious. We cannot think of in the material world, everything is conscious. Consciousness is everywhere, within our body. So, that it is said in Brahma, the first living entity, Chintamani, Prakarsadmasu, Kalpa, Vriksha, Laksha, Vritesh. They are doing that hymn sometime back. It's very nice. So it simply means that everything is there conscious. Whatever you desire, at once you realize. In the material world, you want some water, but water doesn't come to you. It can't quench your thirst. But in the spiritual plane, what you desire, you can realize it then and there. You can realize God by chanting God's name, by associating without offense. At present we are doing an offense, committing offense. That's why you are not realizing. But if you practice, then you will come to that platform as the great sages. Those are sober, those are undisturbed. Even in a provoking situation, they realize it. And we can come to the state under their guidance and training. That is beyond. Next. So, to attain perfection, it is said that in this Kali Yuga, there are so many hurdles, difficulties, impediments, odds we have to face. Everywhere we are facing. But one thing very nice is, we can anybody from child to a householder, an engineer, a politician, anybody and everybody, any place, any time, circle, he can chant and associate with the Lord by chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We can associate with Him. And thereby, He can reveal, He is within our heart. If we do it, not, shall I say, like a machine, but feeling it with submission, with thinking ourselves most insignificant like a straw, and becoming very tolerant like a tree, giving all respect, knowing that within everything there is the Lord there, a source of all life. At once, He being pleased, He buddhi jo gam dadami, He gives knowledge, He gives direction, He gives guidance. So, the Vedic, last is Kyanarami. Everybody wishes this, that Sarve Sukhino Bhum. Thus, everybody can be happy. Every living entity, not only human being. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Explanation about these very deep subject matters. I'm going to ask some questions here very shortly.
Question answer at the
why you get angry?
Seminar in Sambalpur, University of Technology.
But what can go beyond that? What is that sense of position? I surrender to God. So are you surrender to God? Ask yourself. Yes? What is your answer? Are you surrender? The Supreme Being? Please ask.
Yes.
You like to do. Not liking. Question is, are you surrender? Yes or no?
Not successfully, but...
No.
I'm trying to, sir.
Now, what do you mean by surrender?
Well, surrender means far from all these evil things.
Material
far from moha and maya.
Please say again.
Far from Moha Maya. Surrender means far from Moha and Maya. What I do believe.
You think we follow the authority. Authority is this which is infallible. That is Shastra, that is Sadhu who is in that transcendental platform, and Guru who is in that platform. We follow that. So, whatever I say, I will refer from there to substantiate my statement. In your case, you are not doing, so I can't accept it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.